237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Boy, we're just getting caught up on everything here, aren't we, friends?
A lot going on.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, of all you good guys and girls who's out there. All right, did you like that? I like that. Let's do
a glitch on Carrie's part.
We'll rewind that and say, hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty America. By the way, friends, I just want to tell you, thank you for responding. I'm glad we got a lot of doers out there, not just hearers only, deceiving themselves. You're linking up with me on my Facebook, and I just wanted to tell you thank you right off the top. Thank you very much. If you haven't linked up with me yet, my name is Bradley Dean. I'm the show host for Sons of Liberty. And as a matter of fact, you happen to be listening to us right now.
It's happening. It's happening.
I am doing great today. Yes. Friends, I just walked in. Here's my excuse. I just walked in. Me and Jake are getting caught up on everything, and we're going on tour for a minute. But we'll be with you again tomorrow live and Saturday live, so don't worry about that. We're here. 23 hours after the show's over today, we'll be here again. And then the next day, 2 to 4, Central Standard Time Zone.
Always here for you.
On Saturdays, live across the country in 53 countries. Folks, if you'd like to check us out, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. And it'd be really rude of me, because I've already pretty much smoked this intro already. I don't know that I can repair it. It's beyond damage. It's beyond repair. I'm sorry. It's so damaged, it's beyond repair. We got Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy here, too.
Hey, good to talk to you all, folks.
Isn't this great? There. Yes. It sounds like we just got on the radio for the first time. It's not like we're not veterans and we haven't been out for 13 years or something.
True. It's been a while.
It has.
I feel I'm getting old.
Do you feel okay? Well, don't feel old, because the minute you feel old, everybody else is going to feel old. You're supposed to lead the way.
I'm going
to
lead it.
Well, you have
even
to.
Even if I get older.
You know, Moses was 120 years old, brother.
He's an old guy.
And
but
his natural force was not abated. Neither was his eyes dim.
Hey, Abraham had a kid at 100.
Yep.
Not bad.
No, not bad at all. That's the miracle of God.
That's really good.
In Jesus' name.
That's
okay, let's start this over. Okay, ready? All right, then. If you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. And if you'd like to be one of my friends on Facebook, please do. It's Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. And if you'd like to follow me on Twitter, you can do that as well, friends. Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. And if you'd like to be a part of the show today, it's 1-877-807-9977. Coming at you live, Sons of Liberty. And again, if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. How's that? Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right. I polished that turd, yeah. I hope.
It's,
okay.
It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. I don't feel like I can even start without saying that first. So, folks, here's a good example
of
an apostate devil from the synagogue of Satan who just recently endorsed same-sex marriage, and it should be legal in all these states. And go figure. He was just got busted for a same-sex marriage.
You tell everybody that after the fact, Jake.
Yeah.
You're talking about Ted Haggerty.
Mr. Ted Haggerty.
Pervert of perverts, who is the head of the evangelical church in America, endorsed by George W. Bush.
Bad endorsement.
Pretty weird stuff, man. I'll tell you what. You know, he was busted for having sex with congregants in his church.
Yeah, doing drugs.
And homosexual prostitutes. I believe it was in Vegas. And it's interesting that now he's coming out and endorsing homosexual marriage.
Go figure that one out.
You think?
And he still has a pulpit somewhere because some idiots in this country would like to listen to him.
No. You got to be kidding me.
I'm not saying he's a pastor of a church, but I'm saying he's got a pulpit to speak from because he's obviously speaking. And guess who's first to go swoop that up? All the liberals that hate Christianity, hate anything to do with God, but they love when people
he's supposed to be a professed Christian.
Yeah.
But wait a second, where's the repentance?
That's right. Of the synagogue of Satan.
Where is being born of the incorruptible seed, an undefiled seed?
He's not born again.
Yeah, where's the faith that's unfeigned and the love that's without dissimulation?
That's right.
I'm just kind of curious.
It's not there.
Nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself did. Forget that not, and then we'll have the issues between right and wrong, good and evil, situated at all times.
Now, speaking of the Bush camp, because we can't put our faith in man, folks, the Bush camp obviously endorsed Ted Haggerty. You know,
Eddie Long, who was busted for pedophilia over at his church in Atlanta.
He embraced the evangelical vote. So in doing so, one of his cabinet members, Secretary of State, former Colin Powell.
But let's finish this, dude. What are you doing? You're jumping ship.
I know, because we got...
That's okay. We got a whole hour to go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I was sticking with the Bush camp because somebody in Bush's own
camp. Just do me a favor. You'll shine like a diamond today if you just stay on course, because I've already blown it.
Okay.
Just stay on course.
Okay.
All right.
So... staying on course with George Bush?
Let's get back to Ted Haggerty, the filth of the filth.
That's
the
all I wanted to say.
The scum of the scum.
He's of the synagogue of Satan. He's obviously a devil. This guy is masquerading as an angel of light, says he's a Christian.
There's no
ounce of Christianity in the man. And he endorsed same-sex marriage. Why? Because he's guilty of committing the act of homosexuality.
It's like those promote abortion.
Yeah,
I
wonder why they would do that. Either they're guilty of it or somebody they know is guilty of it, and they're not willing to stand for the absolutes. The problem is that in his marriage, his wife also forgave him, wrote a nice little book.
Yeah.
They cashed in on that. But here the clown comes out.
No, Jack, come on. Let's just not just give these broad strokes of they cashed in. Who bought his book? That's important, because I don't think he cashed in on anything, Jake.
Yeah, that's true.
He sold a book.
Cashed in on
he probably paid for bestseller list. Mm-hmm. By the way, friends, when you're on the bestseller list, you have to pay for that.
You got that
for those that didn't know. So when you hear Bill O'Reilly talking about number one, he paid for that, friends.
You have to understand. The units.
Yeah, I remember playing with a band a long time ago called Guardian, and they got up in front of everybody, and they were the best number one rated band in the country, Christian band. And he said it's all bought and paid for. He knew what his record label did for him. At least he told the truth and shamed the devil. That's what we do here on the Sons of Liberty. Folks, we'll be right back after this. 1-877-807-9977. Hey, we've blown it. Now you can make us look good, too. Talk to you soon.
It's your time.
My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere theater screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I'll say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
This is your call to action. Will you survive?
Learn how to survive at the biggest preparedness expo in the USA.
The Get Prepared Expo.
Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Survival medicine, survival gardening, growing heirloom seeds,
negotiating for your life,
surviving violent climate change, radiation survival, economic collapse,
disease prevention,
raising bees, rabbits, and chickens for food,
defending your home and family,
surviving tornadoes,
water filtration and purification,
build buckets of storable food.
Ask yourself,
are you prepared for solar storms, nuclear meltdown, dollar collapse, skyrocketing food and fuel prices,
earthquakes, tornadoes? Where is your plan?
Get Prepared Expo, Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds,
Springfield, Missouri.
Meet USA Preparers Vincent Finelli, Dr. Norman Shealy, Dr. Joel Wallach, Matt Stein, The Freeze Dry Guy, Missouri Storm Shelters, Jeff and Karen Olson,
and over 50 more instructors.
$8 one day and $15 weekend passes available online now. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Will you survive?
GetPreparedExpo.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Now, we'll start this whole show over right now, folks. Don't you love the fact...
Second clock.
No, don't you love the fact, friends, right now, your light is brighter than mine?
Hear the ratings going
people
up.
People longed to people know that human. I was human.
He is human.
They longed to know that I was human. 1 Timothy 4. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly, that in latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience, which means with knowledge, seared with a hot iron. Okay? Now listen. Ted Haggard, the disgraced, then revived evangelical Colorado pastor, notorious, yes, I love that, for a 2006 drug and gay sex scandal, saw him booted from the pulpit of over 14,000 member church he helped found. Now he believes the state should legalize same-sex marriage. Well, let me tell you something, Mr. Perverted One, devil disguised as a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let me tell you something, Mr. Haggard. That's the church's business, not the state. You got it completely backwards. Let me go on. Haggard argued in the online debate Monday with Rabbi Benjamin Hecht, director of Orthodox Jewish think tank Nishma, the pastor who in 2011 started a small inclusive church in the basement of his Colorado Springs home, made a nuanced yet affirmative argument responding to the debate prompt, should same-sex marriage be allowed by the state? Well, let me ask you something, devil disguised as a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ. What does the Bible say? Not what does the state say. The state is the fruit of the church, not the other way around. Let me go on. We've reached a point where human dignity and mutual respect is so important. Haggard said in the debate hosted on Dion, probably five people listening to you. I got to share with people just to show them. All stupid here, right? If someone is dealing with same-sex attraction, said Teddy, or homosexuality, and they want someone to be their life partner of the same gender, though we would oppose that in our churches, it should be allowed by the state. In other words, we'll stand down, disobey God, and let the state do it. Yeah. Let them go ahead and affirm. Hey, let's put it this way. Since the Pharisees can't have Christ crucified, let's have Pilate do it. Yes! Okay. That's what we need to do.
That's exactly right.
Let's have him do it, and it doesn't matter because all the way through, the truth will be crucified. We'll get rid of that light that exposes our perversion before a just and a holy God. Let's forget about that. Oh, Teddy, bad place to put yourself, brother. I know you got a drug problem. I know you have a problem with homosexual prostitutes. That's wonderful. That's your problem. You can dupe your wife because of the money. That's wonderful. But you can't dupe those that really have the Spirit of Christ. Because that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Whatever God puts in you, no devil in hell can take out of you. Nor contend with, because the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Wrong side of the fence there, Mr. Goat Boy. Huh? Bah.
Not a sheep.
No.
Clearly a goat.
Oh my gosh, dude.
And God talks about it constantly. The New Testament warns of it. These men are of the synagogue of Satan. They profess to be Christians, but they're not Christians. They're not even angels of light.
Can I show you how backwards this guy is? Haggard said that he believes that God's got a plan for marriage and it's a heterosexual union between a man and a woman. But Haggard sees a distinction between biblical law and civil law and says we need to be careful not to inculcate biblical law into civil law.
He really loves God.
Dude.
You can tell.
Folks, just to show you how backwards this individual is, this is why you see Moses on all of your civil buildings. Exodus 18:21. God gave governments our Declaration of Independence.
Yes, this is somebody sent me a thing on Facebook the other day, and she said, "Well, that's God's law, not civil law." Well, you tell me what's greater, the God who created all things and gave us civil law to protect our liberties
let's bring it down to our level, Jake. Who told you thou shalt not steal? Why is it against the law to steal, friends?
God who gave government to protect our liberties.
Thank you. Who said thou shalt not lie or commit perjury? Who said that, friends?
God who gave government to protect our liberties.
That's God's moral law, right, Jake? Mm-hmm. Who said, Jake, thou shalt not kill?
God who gave government to protect our liberties.
There we go. So where did government originate from?
God who gave government to protect our liberties.
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, so you mean God's law is higher than man's law. Of course.
But man's law is in accordance with God's law.
Well,
that's what our republic is based off of.
That's right. And if you're a Nazi criminal, if you're a Nazi war criminal, you can say I was following orders because the state condoned my actions. Oh, you can't say that.
No.
You can't kill people.
Oh,
why? Because God said.
Slow.
Because
you roll. I'm only doing my job because I am responsible before the God that I disobeyed first to listen to my boss. So in other words, what I'm doing is putting man in God's place.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If someone tells me to do something against conscience, namely the state, oh no. If God said thou shalt not, guess what Bradley's going to respond with because he loves God. Thou shalt not. You better go find some other useful idiot to do your bidding for you because I am not going to do it for you. That's called the TSA, okay? Just as long as we get that straight.
And I heard they're hiring. Actually, they're not. They're downsizing.
Really?
They're probably not hiring anymore.
Sure. Well, Salvation Army's now hiring.
That's true.
Yeah, yeah.
That's true.
Doing the most good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I bet William and Catherine Booth are pretty jacked about that. Yeah.
Kind of like God appreciates and his son Jesus Christ appreciates Ted Haggard.
Totally. Salvation Army, I mean, they started, folks, in the trenches, big time. Real ministry stuff. Now they've watered the word out so much. Now it's just becoming doing the most good rather than loving God and obeying God and preaching His commandments. For those that didn't know, the original William and Catherine Booth Salvation Army, many of those people that were out there dinging the bell, not only did they preach the gospel, but they were killed for it, they were raped for it, they were stoned for it. Now today you see them holding a cigarette in their hand, and you walk up to them, ask them if they know God's law or the founders of the Salvation Army, and they have not a clue. What a shame. So what you see today in the Salvation Army, friends, is not what the Salvation Army was founded on. I mean, you want to talk about black and white? That was William and Catherine Booth.
Yep.
Matter of fact, go ahead and throw up William's Booth about the Holy Ghost and politics without God, so on and so forth. But go ahead, Jake.
That's a great quote.
Your thoughts?
Well, I think the end of this, I don't have any more thoughts for that.
You have to have thoughts, Jake. You're my show host.
It's just
my co-host.
When you consider what he just did and what he continues to do, and when you consider what the church has done and how they've dropped the ball, it's no wonder we're at where we're at, politically speaking. Because not only do they not react, but now they're starting to embrace the other side. And this is when you have...
Smaller number, though, it may be.
And this is when you have a political system like you have in Europe where it turns into hell. And that's the end of it. And their desires are never granted. It continually goes... The age decreases less and less and less. Pretty soon prostitution becomes okay, and then pretty soon you can't get government benefits because you can become a prostitute. These are the things that happen in countries that are morally depraved. Why are they morally depraved? Because they say that man's law is greater than God's law. And, oh, if you want to go to church, you can go ahead and go to church, but don't bring any of that religious garbage or tradition into man's policy or man's law or God's government.
Yeah.
Or man's
if government. They shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh, and put him to an open shame. And how does that happen? Through a professor like a Ted Haggard.
If anybody listens to him, like you said.
He's desecrating the memory of Jesus Christ.
Yep.
And I'm talking about his cross experience on Calvary over 2,000 years ago, because he is alive forevermore. Back over to William and Catherine Booth, founders of the Salvation Army. Does this sound like what you see at the Salvation Army today, friends? The chief danger of the 20th century will be religion without the Holy Ghost. Christianity without Christ isn't what this new motto is, doing the most good. Well, what happened to God, guys? Modern day Salvation Army, what happened to God? What happened to Christ? What happened to salvation? I go on. The founder, William Catherine and Catherine Booth, said, the chief danger of the 20th century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, politics without God, and heaven without hell. What are you seeing today, friends?
Eliminate all absolutes.
Yep. The spirit in every sense of the word.
Exactly. Yeah. Because the spirit will always contend with them. They'll contend with tyranny. They'll contend with sin. They'll contend with the devil. Christ did. He crushed his head under his foot. Why? Because he was an absolute, and he's absolute truth, and there's no watering that down whatsoever.
Well.
That's all I have to say on that.
Okay. That's it?
That's all.
All right.
But there is plenty more to talk about than I'm itching.
Okay, we got a little bit. To deal with here before we got to take another break. We got Crystal in Illinois. You got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that the Bible says they come like fox in sheep's clothing. And that's exactly why it's so important that Sons of Liberty and You Can Run keep doing what we're doing. Because it's not the atheists. It's not the those people that are destroying Christianity. It's the fox in sheep's clothing that are. It's the hypocrisy in it. It's the ones that claim to be Christians and are not.
Crystal, it's the wolf. Fox.
It is.
You know,
yeah.
You know how would a lib say, you know, well, you know, they came from the same seed, right? They're related somewhere in there, right?
Christ did call Herod a fox.
Yes, he did. There, see? Mm-hmm.
And Herod claimed to be a Jew.
Crystal, that's called love. That's called cleanup, sissy. But it's wolf in sheep clothing. And keep in mind, Jesus also said in that same context, we're to judge men by their fruits. And that's exactly right. And what is the fruit of this individual? More corruption. Because he's corrupt.
Exactly.
He's morally corrupt.
Yeah. Rape of the flesh shall sow corruption.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay, cool. Crystal, thank you for your time. We got to take a quick break. Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. That worked out perfect.
Yes.
1-877-807-9977.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila. Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready. Some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Just got some information that Mr. Romney's making some backdoor deals. And we'll be talking about that tomorrow, just a heads up. Jake, what do you got on the...
Well, everybody knows about the UN, who apparently since 2002 has been trying to monitor voter election polls in different states throughout the United States of America. And, of course, it's an affiliate. It's a UN affiliate. Excuse me. I must be more specific. But just recently, Texas Attorney General... Now, we talked about this a little bit yesterday. Why would the UN come in and try to look over the polls?
Can I tell you why?
Yes.
I'll tell you why. Speaker of the House Robert Winthrop similarly explained, men in a word must necessarily be controlled either by a power within them or by a power without them. Either by the word of God, where we self-govern ourselves, or by the strong arm of man, either by the Bible or by the UN, the bayonet.
Bayonet.
Thank
and
you.
Contrary to Mr. Obama, there still is bayonets. 13 of these people are going to be placed in Washington, D.C.
Hmm.
Why would we have to keep an eye on D.C.? Isn't that where all the political folks are?
No, that's the fox protecting the chicken coop.
That's right.
Yes.
And 44 are placed at polling places on other cities. Now, listen to this. The monitors, where are they from? Europe and Central Asia. Hey, we should pattern our electoral system after Europe and Central Asia. That's a good idea. They will not limit their observation.
Well, who else would do it?
Exactly.
But that mindset, European mindset,
yep,
or New World Order mindset, who else would do it? Yep.
And who would bring them in is the real question,
yeah,
because they can't just walk in and say, hey, we're here, guys.
Well, that's what they're doing, and what they're doing is they're gauging the people's tolerance as to see how far you'll let them go. Once again, mm-hmm. How far are you going to let it go, friends?
Yep.
The UN is saying we're going to come in, and we're going to guard the chicken coop, and keep in mind what I said, Stalin said this, the communist of communists, said, it's not who does the voting that counts, it's who does the counting that votes. Don't forget that.
Yep.
And that's exactly what you're... They're just here to make... to ensure that things go the direction that they want it to go.
Conditioning, right?
Yeah,
it is. They just want us to get used to UN. This is what they're not just noting possible violations of U.S. and state election law. They will also, quote, assess these elections for compliance.
This is usurpation,
international
dude.
International obligations and standards for a democratic election. Like, we're the problem in the world with our voting system.
No. It's what they're saying is you guys can't govern yourselves. And by the way, for the most part, they're exactly right. Sorry. Remember what our forefathers said? If you don't want to be ruled by God, there's no option. You're going to be ruled by tyrants. So therefore, since you said no to God, friends, guess what's happening? The UN is coming in and saying, okay, we'll rule you by the bayonet. That's exactly what's going on. Are you done at that point?
And this isn't new news. This has been happening since 2002, and they insist that U.S. authorities have invited this mission. Now, folks, the understanding
who
of what
the
that
U.S.
term
authorities?
Is, because that's treason. Because we're talking about a foreign government coming in and taking over. Oh, come on, they're just watching. Why are they watching?
That's right.
Why are they here, and why are people inviting them here?
And why would they need to be here? That's the real question for you, friends. Mm-hmm. Why? That tells me that they're telling on themselves, hey, this is our pimp. Mm-hmm. The U.N. pimps us. They're going to come in and show you. They're going to make sure things are done accordingly. Because we know that things are probably going to get out of hand if we keep going the direction that we're going by governing against the will of the American people. So we better make sure that they're just here to watch over us as we commit crimes against you, America.
Now, early on in the game, because, of course, in the 2000s, it was George Bush as president who was a conservative. Early on in the game, the ACLU, the NAACP, they had an issue with the UN coming in. They complained about it, actually.
Where's the ACLU, man?
Well, that's what happened. They did. In the very beginning, they were the only ones speaking against it. Now, as it swings around, because voter ID laws are coming, and they're going to affect poor people and black people and Hispanics,
that's a different issue.
But it's actually tied into this. So now what they've done is they've said to the UN organization, well, now if you're going to be at the polls, I guess we don't have any issue because now we see where you can help us. So stay at those polls and make sure that right-wing conservatives don't get in and mess with this election. Texas Attorney General.
And in fact, it's exactly the opposite.
Exactly.
It's the Black Panthers intimidating voters. It wasn't the Tea Partiers or the Republicans, friends, or the conservatives or the Patriots. See, here again, you're stupefied to fall for this crap, if you fall for it.
And the Black Panthers, it actually did happen.
Yes.
What now the ACLU, the NAACP, and everybody else that's crying under the race card, including the DOJ,
Jake, they're just saying that, listen, hey.
That it could happen.
What, Jake, friends,
evidence that it did.
They are sitting back saying, man, there's no resistance. Yeah. Let's go for it. There's no resistance, man. Mm-hmm. We've dummied them down over the last 50 and 60 years. There is no reason. They have no understanding where they came from. So how could they know where they're going? They have no idea. You know what they're doing? They're laughing at your friends and they're saying, my gosh, we used those idiots in your family. And some of those idiots in your family, they died. Those stupid pawns, said the pedophile, Henry Kissinger, of your family members that fought blood and died for the ratification of the Constitution. But them stupid pawns that are used for foreign policy, man, they don't realize that it was their family members that died. Well, there's no resistance, so let's go ahead and take them too.
Keep it going.
That's all they're doing. You are being laughed at, America.
And look how quickly one man standing, doing his jurisdictional duty, Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott, sent a letter Tuesday warning. You can't warn the UN. Oh, yes, you can.
That sounds like a man that knows
don't
his
mess
business,
with Texas,
dude. Amen.
United Nations affiliate poll watchers that they do not have jurisdiction in the state of Texas and will, therefore, be criminally prosecuted if they attempt to interfere at Texas polling locations on November 6th.
Uh-oh. Sounds like we're going to have a problem there.
This is a constitutional issue.
Let's use the Department of Injustice to zero in on states like that and sue them states until we can take them down.
That's right. And it makes a person wonder why the UN would be targeting Texas in the first place.
I mean, the American people have already let Fast and Furious go. They've already let this president attack the Catholic Church, which is the church at whole, which means universal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've already seen this man attack, this administration attack our religious foundations and our Constitution since day one. I mean, the American people are letting us do it anyways, but they've been deceived into thinking, well, you know what, they'll just vote him out after 4 years of his destructive
That's right.
ways.
That's right. Hey, it's coming soon, November 6th.
Because the people believe that that's the only thing they can do is vote him out instead of impeach him and bring him to criminal charges for his violations against we the people.
Right.
But as long as the American people are that stupid, let's keep going forward.
Now, many people
bring on the UN.
Many people don't realize, like this Attorney General of Texas realizes, that United Nations agents can be arrested if they don't comply with states' rules and states' laws. Federal agents can also
That's
be arrested.
Right. Thank you.
Federal agents.
It used to happen
FBI.
Down south all the time, dude.
They can be arrested by the state's authority. Why? Because we are the United States, States United of America. The authority vests in the state. That's why people were called statesmen, because they looked out for the state's authority.
Right. Right or wrong, down south you used to see this all the time. They would tell, the governors would tell the president, if you bring your boys over here, you're going to have some serious problems.
And now states like Montana, Wyoming, and different states over in the West are saying the same thing.
Thank you.
You're not going to come in and tell us what to do. We are a state. We tell the federal government what to do. That was why the federal government was set up.
And that's your rights, friends.
That's right.
That's your rights. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You're accountable to your state governments, not your federal government, your state. Anyways. Okay.
Still according to law, but go ahead.
Groups and individuals, this is a quote from the Texas Attorney General, from outside the United States, are not allowed to influence or interfere with the election process in Texas. Duh. Why? Because the election process has to do with Texas citizens. Abbott wrote, "This state has robust election laws that were carefully crafted to protect the integrity of our election system. The Texas Election Code governs anyone who participates in Texas elections, including representatives of the OSCE." Now, this is where it gets a little bit more fishy, so you can see the mask when it's fully pulled off. In compliance with the code, UN poll watchers will be barred from entering polling places and must keep a distance of a minimum of 100 feet from the polling place entrance. So, they're putting them in their place in the state of Texas. But let me get to this. This gets a little deep. Everybody remembers the group Acorn, right? Abbott pointed out numerous concerns surrounding the decision to send monitors.
Sure.
They say they're sending monitors to keep it safe. No, they're not.
Nope.
They're the fox watching the chicken coop. Again, the UN affiliate, this is the group that's going out to monitor, reportedly met with Project Vote. Okay, so who's Project Vote? An organization closely affiliated with the now defunct group Acorn.
Yeah.
That has filed a lawsuit against Texas. So, again, you see these NAACP, the ACLU, and the groups that were whining before, no longer whining, saying, hey, you know what? Because we're criminals, we can use other criminal organizations to do our bidding for us.
I heard the United Nations, there were some pretty upright criminals.
They love America. I mean, they love the Constitution.
Well, we did contrive that whole thing, by the way.
Yes.
So when we talk about the UN, I mean, folks don't act like they're law-abiding citizens. Yeah. Please don't fool yourself into believing that.
They're a peacekeeping organization.
No, they're a one-world government. That's all that's about.
That's the problem, according to whose peace. So if they start out as a good key, because we all have peace. We all have different ideals of what peace is. In Islamic countries, they think they're at peace, too. But yet they can drag their women in the streets and beat them without a trial?
Yeah.
And how many other countries around the country think that peace is, well, peace is fine as long as you don't have any guns in your country?
Yeah.
We have a diametrically opposed viewpoint to all other nations
across
the country.
That works so perfectly for regimes, Dick.
It sure does. It sure does.
And
we're
going to
throw our lot in with them and allow them to come monitor our vulnerabilities.
I've heard it's been working out great for them.
That's awesome.
That's
just
what I
look at all the peace around the world.
Let's go back to one of those deists, as the revisionists would call him, Ben Franklin. I'm being facetious, friends. Those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. But we always feel safe. We feel so good about it. TSA.
Security.
UN.
Peace.
Isn't this interesting, too? Now let's go over, Jake, really quick, if we can. Oh, gosh.
Gee whiz.
Oh, gosh, Jake.
Oh, shucks.
Ah, gosh. So the UN is coming in and making sure everything is okay.
So they're attempting, not in Texas.
How do you feel about that, America? 1-877-807-9977. Can I get somebody out there that might have a little bit of passion for their country? 1-877-807-9977. That passion needs to be restrained in holiness and righteousness, though. All right. We'll be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Minneapolis papers, racial voter ID?
Yeah.
What?
It's all about the race.
Racial... voter
bring
ID.
Bring the UN in. They'll take
you mean, we're getting our butts handed to us, so we better say something. We got to cry wolf.
Red Star.
As the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of supporters like you. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I wanted to say thank you to you guys, Bradley and Jake, for what you guys do. It's an awesome campaign that you guys are getting people active and putting boots on the ground. You guys actually prod Americans to do something about the problem. So I just wanted to say I appreciate the radio show, Sons of Liberty, and hopefully you guys continue for many more years to come and we can make a better America for our posterity. So thanks, you guys.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Speaker of the House Robert Winthrop similarly explained, men in a word must necessarily be controlled by a power within them or a power without them, either by the word of God or by the strong arm of man. You choose, America. Either by the Bible or the bayonet. Like it or not. I'm sure there's people that listen to this radio program day after day and you say that, Bradley, you just rub me the wrong way. Well, let me tell you what my job is as a preacher, to slay sin. The Holy Ghost comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. A man that's in sin is not comforted, by the Holy Ghost. He only comes to convict him. So if I'm rubbing you the wrong way, I'm glad. Folks, I'm called to be the salt of the earth. Salt preserves putrefaction. Okay, I'm not going to stand back like a good portion of the American people and stand down in the face of tyranny because they want to go to a hockey game or a football game or a baseball game. You know, it's interesting, just yesterday, case in point, seen a bunch of kids, they're opening up a new McDonald's here in town. They put up tents so they could be the first ones in the brand new McDonald's. Now, how many of those kids could I actually get, because they've been trained by their parents so shamefully, How many of those kids could I get to set up a tent out in front of the state capitol to protest abortion? To protest the demoralization of America? How many do you think I could get to put their tent up, Jake, and stay out there for a couple hours? No, we can't reap the scorn and the finger of the immoral, all 1.7% of them. No, we got to just go with the flow, you know. We're just a part of the pack. We don't want to judge anybody. No, no, no. It's called preservation at this point, friends. And people that really love their country are fighting for it, and they're willing to fight for it. And there's plenty of us out there, rest assured. Men, in a word, must necessarily be controlled either by a power within them or by a power without them, either by the word of God or by the strong arm of man, either by the Bible or the bayonet. Interesting. I wanted to say one more thing. A man of conscience is never, listen to me, friends. A man of conscience is never a leader of consensus. A man of conscience is a molder of consensus. We need leaders today, and when America sees leaders, they're offended at them. I'm talking about real leadership. Those that really do love the Lord, those that really do know what the Constitution says, they're offended at them. Because for some reason, the American people have in their minds that they can go ahead and create America that they want to live in, and it's just going to go along without any interruption from heaven. You're sadly mistaken. Look at history. And our forefathers rightly told us to study the past. And when we study the past, we know not what to do. But America, let me tell you what's happening. You're doing what you shouldn't be doing. You're tolerating what you shouldn't be tolerating. And how do I know that? Because history tells us this. You have people from foreign countries coming into our country right now saying, listen, I'm going to go back to my fatherland because I seen what Hitler did. It's happening in America today. You're hearing this from people from all over the world. I'm going back to my homeland. Because I see what happened, the fallout to our countries is exactly what's coming down on America right now. No, it's not. And I want to tell you this too. If you're a fair-weathered friend, we don't want you here in the first place. But if you love America enough to stand up and fight for it, stay the course. We need you. And God bless you. Let's go on here. And by the way, I will take these phone calls. Let's make one more point here, and we will roll forward, okay? Texas school chips. Brushing aside privacy concerns by parents and civil rights activists, a Texas school district has gone live with a controversial program requiring all students to wear a locator radio chip that will enable officials to track every move or face expulsion. Oh my gosh. Major, major lawsuit. You have a guaranteed win, kid, on that one. At the beginning of the school year, students at John Jay High School and Anderson Jones Middle School within the Northside Independent School District were told their old student ID badges were no longer valid. During registration, they were required to obtain new badges containing a radio frequency identification tracker chip. Really? You have got to be kidding me. Students refusing the chips were reportedly threatened with suspension. Listen to me, Jake. Fines or being involuntarily transferred. Unlike chips used by retailers or track inventory, which activate when scanned by a reader, these chips contain batteries and actively broadcast a continuous signal. On October 1st, the schools went live with a program to use the chips to track the exact location of students. That ought to work great for pedophiles. What do you think of that? Oh, by the way, just in lacrosse yesterday, friends, just to show you my case in point here, again, bringing forth the case in point, just yesterday, it's interesting, name. It's interesting, in lacrosse, a 15-year-old girl and her coach were in a lesbian relationship. And it's humorous how the left mocks me for saying the things that I say when they
satire.
Know it's true. It's all
satire.
Over the place. It's all over the place. Another one busted. Folks, this has happened daily in your country. And pedophiles will use those tracking devices, by the way. Remember what I just got done telling you? If you won't be ruled by the word of God, you're going to be ruled by the strong arm of man. How about if you're not ruled by the Bible, then you're going to be ruled by little microchips put in a card that you have to have. And if you don't, you're not a part of our school system. Folks, they're testing your fortitude. This is against the law. Who created the lawlessness? The secularists did. Who created this lawlessness, friends? The atheists did. How's that working out for you, atheists? You don't want to be ruled by God? Well, then put a chip, and you better wear the chip.
That's right.
And just think, when it's not in a card, it's going to be in your hand. How does that sound, atheist? Nah, that'll never happen. Oh, you are an absolute fool. That's what it's leading to. Have you done your homework? Jake,
and
we'll
why
take these calls? Hang on, guys. We'll pick you up in here in a second.
And why won't it happen?
Well, because we have certain civil liberties. We have our own rights. Well, now you
we
just debate.
We have the ACLU.
That's right.
Who works for the communists?
So what happens when the ACLU decides that it's not a civil liberty that you do need a chip in your hand? Well, then you've got to appeal to the God that you say doesn't exist.
Or what about when they find out the ACLU is actually using them as the useful aids that they wanted them to be, only to bring control over them in a strong arm with an iron fist.
You know, I just wish we had men like George Washington and Thomas Jefferson again, because we have serious problems.
I do have a question, though.
We gotta make it quick, Jake.
Yeah, the problem isn't the chips in the kids' hands, guys. What do you mean, Jake? You mean that's not bad? No. The problem is why do we have public schools in the first place?
Thank you. My point was either you're going to be ruled by God's word or you're going to be ruled by the bayonet. America, it's coming to the bayonet now. Are you starting to get the preacher's message?
Uh-huh.
You starting to see what I've been trying to say to you for 12 and 13 years now, friends? I hope so. Because guess what? I'm right. And immorality and disobedience towards God is always wrong, and it's always called out to be what it really is. The folly.
You got it. It is.
That is contrived from.
Ooh.
That just made me feel a little bit better. I'm hyped today. I'm really worked up.
It's hype time.
Well, what's going on? Well, you know what? Okay, we got all right. We got Ed Washington, Bradley, and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hi, Bradley. Hi, Jake.
Hi.
Something happened to me in the last couple of years. There was a contractor who worked for the United Nations, and he worked there 2 months out of the year. It's just an anecdote. He came here. He was a legal contractor of some sort, and I met him in a coffee shop, and he told me he believed in, he was totally committed to communism, showed me his copy of Das Kapital, and I said, well, what about Joseph Stalin and Mao Zedong? He never could answer that.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically the story.
Yeah.
You know what? Because they don't think. These are useful idiots, just like we said before.
Or they're all gone.
Yeah, I mean, they're gone.
Just
right.
Think about this. Ed Mao Zedong killed off 40 million of his own people. He starved
maybe
them.
Maybe 80.
You got a higher number. I've heard 20.
I've 30, heard 80.
That's a lot of people. Yeah. He killed his own people. He starved them to death. There was cannibalism going on there, right? What he had to do is he had to break off for a generation. I don't know if you know this or not, but he had to break off for a generation. He had to see the old generation kind of basically die off because he killed them off. And then when the new generation came in, guess what he did? He started to swim in the rivers, and the kids would come out, and they would literally worship this man as if he was God. And he was the executioner of their forefathers. Isn't
that your defense?
Yes,
it is. His picture is still on their dollar bill, their yuan.
Oh, he's got his picture everywhere. I've been into a Chinese restaurant where they had a statue of him, and I said, ma'am, why do you have Mao Zedong right here? Do you not know anything about Mao Zedong? She had not a clue.
So, wow. Great man.
So here we are again, America. Look at what we've been given, the great light, the knowledge, the understanding, the history of what not to do. So let's stand up and not do it. Ed, thank you for the phone call very much.
You're welcome.
We got Chris calling. What's that?
I was going to say, put him on hold. But
okay. Folks, we got to get out of here. Sorry, Chris. Chris, I'm looking at you. Chris. Okay, Chris. Okay, Heather, what was up? What was up? Tell us what was up.
He was just asking, at what point do we draw the line in the sand?
You draw the line in the sand when you go to Arlington Cemetery and you see what you're not going to tolerate. And, folks, I want to tell you what. People all across the country have drawn the line in the sand. Oh, I'd like to say more.
Truth doesn't move, folks.
Oh, no, it doesn't.
The line is always drawn.
No. Oh, I would like to say more, but I've only been given 1 hour.
Tomorrow.
The Liberty. 23 hours. We will talk to you then. We will be on the road.
To be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health. Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH
environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.